Yeah, Neville here. It's Tuesday, September the 8th, 2009. So some thoughts about RSS and feed validation. And so what happened was yesterday I produced the FIR podcast episode 481 and the feed didn't validate. And I figured, yeah, there's an ampersand in there. And I know from experience that whenever there's an issue with the RSS feed, it's typically a bad character, a character that validator doesn't recognize, it doesn't conform with the RSS specifications, whatever it might be, XML, it's usually something. So I'm usually quite careful to ensure that that it works okay. And so when it popped up last night, because what I do is when I produce a show, I know Shell does the same, is upload the RSS feeds to the site, then run them through the validating service, and that always says whether it's validated or not. So it didn't, and I spotted what I thought was the case last night, which was the ampersand, which I fixed, and off I went. I didn't run the check again. I must have been tired last night. And so I'm getting notifications this morning that people are having trouble getting hold of the podcast. So I take a look, and yeah, it's still not validating. The curious thing was that the error, as highlighted by the feed validator, where it tells me which line number and which column number, and it quotes a text with a little red ampersand, it points to two other letters in the alphabet, not the ampersand, and that confused me, I must admit. It turns out it was the ampersand, and some great help. I tweeted this, I posted it with a screenshot on Postgres asking if anyone could help, loads of suggestions, all pointing to the same thing, which was the ampersand. And I did it twice and it still didn't do it, so I'm wondering whether through not paying attention I just didn't save the file, although you get an alert if you don't do that. What didn't I do right? I don't know, to be frank. So I did it eventually with the ampersand that typically you'd replace the actual ampersand, you know, the and sign, with the letters and sign AMP semicolon, and that does it. It didn't. So I tried another option, which is ampersand sign hash sign 38 semicolon. That worked, and the feed is now validating. So it throws up another pointer to me, which is whenever I'm doing the podcast or anything with an RSS feed, that where there are characters like that, pay extra close attention to avoid the double check everything. And it definitely was that. So it just shows you have to be careful. This to me is almost equivalent of somebody copying and pasting into a blog post text out of a Word document. It brings with it a horrific amount of baggage, and in this case it happened with the RSS feed. So all's well that ends well, and some great help from a lot of people, a number of people in the Twitter community, Divi Dovey, Alistair MCK, Karen Ho. Karen was great, and everyone suggested the same thing. So thanks everyone, that the problem is now solved. And you should be able to get FIR if you're not subscribed. Give it a shot, for immediaterelease.biz, you'll find the link there, or in the iTunes store, search for FIR podcast and you'll find it. Thanks a lot.